Today's reading is in John chapter 18, starting in verse 15. John chapter 18, starting in verse 15. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. Jesus has been arrested, and now he is brought here to be interrogated and questioned. But keep in mind that this is done in the wee hours of the morning. It's under the cover of darkness. They don't want this to be seen openly, and they don't want the trial to be open to the Jews. And so he's brought to both Annas and Caiaphas. Caiaphas is the current high priest. Annas is the former high priest. Now, remember that the office of high priest changed as they were under Roman control and they began to be appointed rather than to be part of the succession that started with Aaron. Annas is the first one to then interrogate him, and he asks about his disciples and his teachings. And Jesus rightfully bristles at this. He basically states, "I have not done these things in secret. I do not have any secret teachings for you to be asking about. I don't have any secret agenda for you to be asking about. Everything was done out in the open." Not only could they go and ask those that have heard his teachings, but they could have easily been there to hear them themselves. So there was nothing underhanded about what was going on with Jesus' teaching in the temple and in the synagogues. Jesus, by pushing this question back on him and saying, "Ask those who have heard me," is pointing out that there's some other motives at play here. This is not to be taken at face value for them to ask him these questions. There's something else going on. But Annas is trying to get Jesus to somehow incriminate himself in a way in which he can make a public accusation. And so Jesus is challenging him, challenging the whole motive and method by which they have arrested him and are now interrogating him. Now, John gives a pretty abbreviated account here. You can look to the other gospel accounts and see a little bit more information and see how there were those that were bearing false witness about Jesus and that he was mistreated on several occasions. At this point, there is nothing that Annas can do to punish Jesus because there's nothing to accuse him of. There's no proof. Truth has to be established by two or three witnesses. Even those that bore false witness against Jesus, their testimonies did not agree, and so the truth was not established, and so he could not be accused under their law. Even when one of these officers strikes Jesus doesn't lash out at him in order to, use his power against him. However, he does challenge the fact that he's been struck. You know, he says, if what I said is wrong, then bear witness about the wrong. In other words, testify against me. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me? Which would have been unlawful for him to do. And so he's basically saying, look, there are proper ways for this to be handled. And if you really thought that I was doing something wrong, then handle that in the proper way. Make proper accusation of what is wrong. So we have the benefit of hindsight, and we look at this whole situation, and we realize that Annas, Caiaphas, and others, they weren't going to be satisfied until Jesus was killed. There was no way that any argument could be made against what their motives were. There was no way that you could convince them to take a different course of action. So why does Jesus challenge it the way that he does? Well, I think it comes down to it being recorded for us in order to reveal some of these truths. For example, that they had ulterior motives going on, and that everything was not as it seemed nor as it was stated. And so as they are trying to catch him in something they can make an accusation of, and then later he's going to be taken to Pilate, Jesus doesn't do anything really to defend himself, other than right here we see him doing things in a way that reveal to us these ulterior motives. The fact stands that they had impure motives based on unjust attitudes coming from improper motivations regarding their place in the eyes of the people and loving the praise of men and loving the power that they had in their positions, that they felt threatened by Jesus. They weren't willing to listen to what Jesus was preaching. They were like those of the darkness that shunned the light. They were shunning the light that was Jesus Christ. They were denying him standing right before him, having seen miracles done by him, having heard of even greater things than what they had seen. And yet, here they are trying to find any reason at all that they can put him to death. Some things to think about for us today. As always, I ask for you to continue in prayer that God may be with us all, and especially remember those of our number that are ill at this time and are ailing. Please keep them in your prayers, and please check on each other if you don't hear or see from someone. We need to make sure that we look out for one another and make sure that we humbly serve one another.